Oh. Wow! WRCT Pittsburgh.
Don't
we can find a way together, maybe.
Thanks for tuning in to Aggregate Sound on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips. Or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
You're listening to Aggregate Sound with DJ Next Page, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Why do we have repetitive dreams, and how can we deal with them? At their core, dreams are really messages suggesting changes in conscious attitude. They give us a hint. They say, you know, the way you think about things, the way you're dealing with things, I think you need to change that.
intrinsic to the higher physics of creation is the recognition of the holographic nature of all manifestation. We can acknowledge and appreciate on ever-deepening levels that we are individualized aspects of one unified body of divine consciousness.
My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. They come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
Company's here. Our company, the